It's like the worst Christmas candy you've ever had. It's just really bad Christmas candy.
This is bad.
That comes out of your grandmother's purse?
Oh. Yeah, there's like lint on it.
All the beers will spill on the table.
This is the podcast beaming in your ear about comedy, concerts, and beer. Pilsners, lagers, and IPAs. Liquid courage just to take the stage. That stage pass got you feeling right. And everyone's welcome like an open mic. Getting drunk, waiting for the last man to fall. When it's time to take a shot, we yell, Cannonball! Jokes got you smiling from ear to ear. Our beverage of choice is beer, man, beer! Get back and relax while the beer foam settles. Now here's your hosts, Johnny Benson and Keg Kettles.
It's Beer Man Beer, the podcast streaming in your ear about comedy, concerts, and beer. You can follow us on Instagram at Beer Man Beer Pod. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Let us know whether you love us or if you hate us. My name is Johnny Benson, and across from me is the epic man, the working man. It's Keg Kettles.
Hey, Johnny B.
Hey, what's happening, Keg Kettles? You look happy today. I like to see you must have had some good beer this weekend.
Had a lot of good beer this weekend. We're going to get into it in just a moment.
Bit of brewery
but who's
tour.
This cat next to us?
Oh, we got a special guest today. Very funny stand-up comedian. Plays all the clubs all over the East Coast. He is also the creative director of BSTU Pro Wrestling. You can hear him doing commentary on the wrestling shows as well. They got a big show coming up on April 19th. Follow him at Malta Poppy on Instagram. Give it up for my man, Manny Sierra.
That's probably the best intro I've ever gotten.
I should have done a Howard Finkel.
You know, I was hoping to get finked when I got here.
You wanted to get finkled?
I was hoping to get finkled.
Oh, let me finkle you right now. Ready?
Cannonball.
All right.
Wow, that was quick.
That's it.
We've never gone cannonball that quick, man.
There From the Isle of Cuba.
Oh, yeah.
Weighing in approximately too much. Give it up for Manny Sierra.
That's when the crowd goes mild.
Intercontinental champion. You are cannonball right away?
That's cannonball.
Before we taste the beer?
Did he just say, what's cannonball?
No, I said cannonball.
No, he said, let's cannonball.
Let's cannonball.
Cannonball. Oh,
okay, because I was going to throw something at him.
No.
I tell you what.
Didn't know what a cannonball is.
This is a different type of cannonball. This isn't a normal shot.
It's a shot of pickle.
It's a shot of pickle. I'm going to tell you
and
what.
It's not just a pickle shot. I mean, it's an actual pickle.
I have a feeling.
Nice, it's a nice spear.
What's your feeling, Johnny?
Should I do this over the sink?
Why?
Oh, I don't know. You think it'll be drippy?
No, you got to take a sip. You got to take it off the top.
You got plates, right?
I got plates. I got plates. Okay, I got plates. Right. What we're going to do now, instead of taking a shot of alcohol, we're going to eat a pickle. Because these are old, smoky pickles. Now, I almost got the spicy, hot and spicy pickles.
Ooh.
In honor of our specially spicy Cuban guest. But, when old white folks like me and Keg Kettles.
All right, so what you got to do before you can put it on the plate, just shake your pickle.
Okay, I'll shake it. All right,
give your pickle a wiggle.
I don't want to spill pickly juice all over our high-tech equipment.
We don't need Johnny's pickle juice
at
everywhere.
Beer, man, beer. Oh, it smells like a pickle. All right, here you go, Melt Pappy. You have a nice, huge pickle.
Thank you.
And
he likes your huge pickle.
I'll get you a nice, this is like a mid pickle here.
I'll take a mid pickle.
Take a mid pickle? All right.
Yeah, I'll take a mid pickle.
Okay, Kettles will take the mid. I'm going to go for the biggest pickle I could find.
Oh,
there
yeah.
we go.
I'm going to get a wide back pickle.
Oh, that sucker right there. Wow. Wow. Oh,
my God.
All right, right here. So this is very rare before we do a cannonball, before you even tasted the beer.
These smell very good.
Yeah, they smell like good. A good pickle.
It smells like a really good
They smell well pickled.
Johnny, I like your pickle, man.
I like the pickle. I go in. Who's going to go first for the...
I'm going in first.
You're going in. Okay, Kettle's going for a cannonball. Crunchy.
That sounds like a great pickle.
Oh, man. You don't taste the booze?
A little bit.
All right.
You will not be disappointed.
Well, let's check with the Malt Poppy. Malta Poppy right here. Manny Sierra.
That's a good pickle.
That's a good pickle.
That's a really good pickle.
This is really good.
Oh, man.
Wow. That's nice.
With the moonshine in it?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a delicacy right
there. Wow.
Holy crap. This gets us fucked up quick, though, huh?
Mm. Oh, yeah. How much alcohol is in each pickle, do we know?
Yeah, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
That's a shitload.
Let's just eat them.
Okay, Kettles, where is this beer coming from that you poured right here?
So this beer right here is from Surfridge Brewing Company out of Centerbrook, which is also Essex, Connecticut.
Nice spot, Essex, Connecticut. Used to run a comedy club there called the Iron Chef back in the day.
And this is called Gimme One Kolsch.
One Kolsch, one Kolsch. All right. Now, Manny, you're not a huge beer drinker, right?
No.
All right, so what we do when we have a non-beer drinker come in, what we feel, and you're an ample guy, you're a large guy, or any big guy deep in the cockles of his heart is a true beer drinker. We have to reach in and grab that beer drinker and pull him out for
you. Yeah, it's just a beer drinker waiting to be finked.
That's it.
So this Kolsch comes in at a light horsepower, 4.5%.
Wow. Still crunching. All right, so it'll be a nice an appetizer.
Let me see your glass.
Wait, no, that was a great pickle.
A pickle.
Because I hate biting into a pickle that's still kind of cucumbery.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst.
Yeah, isn't this something?
Oh, I hate when I go to a diner and I get a sandwich and they give me a white pickle.
Yeah.
I don't want not the that white pickle.
And you're like, but it's not a dill.
This is a cucumber, sir.
A lot of the girls I dated weren't into white pickles either.
You got to ferment a little bit, Johnny. Mm. You got to soak it in some vinegar, buddy.
Would you be willing to try?
Oh, yeah. I'm down to try them all.
I'll drink them all.
I'll drink them all.
He's like hardcore.
I'm glad we got the baby glasses.
Because you did ask for one of those slushy smoothie beers.
Oh, we're going to have you try that.
Yeah, I'll try
it. Definitely in the show. We will have you try the smoothie slushy. This is a nice smooth. This looks like a real beer.
Yeah.
An actual human beer right here.
Human
a nice, a nice hay color.
Smells
a little bit of head retention,
good.
But yeah.
Pretty clean. You can see right through.
Little bit of lacing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys are like beer pros.
I would say connoisseurs.
Connoisseurs. I feel like I'm at a
very
wine
kind.
Tasting.
Very kind. Very kind.
I'm waiting for like the swirl and the.
Hold on. We're going for
a swirly.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Kelsey with the swirl going in. Good sip there. Nice hearty sip.
Nice and crisp.
You rinsed your mouth off like it was a Listerine. That was
really good. Well, does it mix with the pickle?
Actually, it was quite good.
Okay. Maybe actually, it pairs well with the pickle, right?
It does pair well with the pickle. Pickle pairing. We got to make it a thing.
All right, so we'll have a pickle with each beer.
So bread and butter pickle.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get those spicy ones that you were just talking about.
Oh, that's going to be harsh. Those are going to be harsh on the poop shoot.
Great going in.
Burn coming out.
I'll tell you what, I am so close to buying both jars. So we could have started off with the regular ones and then have the spicy ones. But
this has a nice light body.
This is pretty good, yeah.
This is pretty easy to drink. This is nice. What would we say, a lawnmower beer?
It's
nice,
definitely a lawnmower beer.
Take you out to the ball game kind of.
It does have a nice little bite to it. And you get a little malty coming through it, a little sweetness.
It almost drinks kind of like a Pilsner. But what would I know? I just drink beer all the time.
So
I concur.
When we were at Surfridge, we did meet the owner, Steve, and he was gracious and gave us some of these great beers. So told him that we'd do it on the podcast. So, Steve, here you go, man.
Good looking out, Steve. Delicious beer.
Yeah, and I don't like beer, Steve, and that was
anybody that was in Connecticut, check them out. Cool spot.
You said Centerbrook?
Yeah.
Centerbrook.
And when you walk in, it kind of had like this sushi bar kind of a feel to it, for whatever the reason. Mm-hmm. Their pizza was really good.
Good pizza.
And the charcuterie board, and they had pickled carrots, and they had pickled peppers, and pickled green beans. Huh. The carrots and green beans were dynamite.
Damn, man, getting hungry,
man. And not to mention the zazich that was on it was really good, too.
Zazich, huh?
And it had some pretzels, too, or some, like, breadsticks.
Wow.
That sounds like a
nice. With some, like, mustard cheese, mustard beer cheese kind of combination. It was really good.
Now, man, you're no secret to the kitchen, right? You're no stranger.
No, I love
you,
the
you love to cook.
Yeah,
you
I love it.
Cook. What would you say, like, a party at the house? What are you putting on the spread? Let's say a Super Bowl party.
I'm actually working on my Super Bowl menu. I work on my Super Bowl menu before the season starts because, like, after a Super Bowl, I get, like...
Are you already preparing for next year?
Yeah. So, like, this past Super Bowl, I made little plantain sliders. So you make the little plantain, little tostones, flatten them out.
So plantain is like a banana that doesn't taste like a banana.
Yeah. Green plantains. Mm-hmm. They're so good. Oh my God. You just cut them up, fry them, flatten it, put a little Wagyu steak on it, a little strip of Wagyu, some chipotle mayo, lettuce.
That's some high-end stuff because that Wagyu is like super crazy expensive.
Work near a Japanese market. So they have they'll sell a pack of Wagyu for $15.
No, I never heard of Wagyu.
No, don't be confused with Ragu.
No. Not like Ragu.
Because Ragu ain't much of sauce.
So what is Wagyu?
I think they make love to the cows before they kill them because they're just really happy before they go and they produce this great quality meat.
Listen.
I think they give them massages and stuff while they're in the slaughterhouse.
Nothing wrong with a little happy cow, man.
That's it, man.
Great milkshakes, great steaks. That's
happy ending cows, man.
They made those, made some empanadas.
Pick the name of the episode.
That's it.
Cannibal. Come on, let's eat more pickles.
Another pickle, please.
Let's pickle up.
Look what that pickle did to you.
I'll take your pickle plate. What, made me happy. It was
that pickle tickles you, huh?
Pickle tickle.
Got your tickle tickle.
Oh, man.
Good I think he just wants to wiggle his pickle again.
Oh.
But this Kolsch is really good. I like it.
Yeah.
It's very enjoyable.
Very good Kolsch.
I do like the crispness to it.
Yeah, it's definitely like an outside beer, like just hanging out.
Can I get your plate keg kettles and I'll give you another?
Oh, one. Yes, sir. Thank you. Cannibal. May I have another?
Good barbecue beer, for sure.
Barbecue beer.
Just hanging out.
And coming in at 4.5%. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Keg, I'm giving you a much bigger pickle than you had last time.
My pickle's much fatter.
Here's a pickle. All right. Going for the cannonball. I got it.
Mm-mm. Oh, good stuff, man. That was a little bit of a limp pickle.
Oh, my.
And that one came in a little more horsepower.
Well, than my booze
than the last one.
So it's more soft because of the booze intake, right?
Oh.
Ooh.
Wow.
That was a lot shinier.
Yeah.
Are we going to do a shot of the moonshine after we eat all the pickles?
I don't know. Let's see how my stomach is. Because this is, the second one was a little bit harsher than the first one.
Oh, yeah, the second one definitely was more shiny.
The first one was really good.
Hey, this one's this a little...
One, this one...
This one...
This one hates us.
Wait till we get to the third.
this one aged. there was a lot of age in this one, man.
This is like a child star from the 80s. It did not go well.
Speaking of stars, you're a big star in the world of stand-up comedy, right?
I hope so, maybe. To somebody.
A medium star, right? You're big on the Connecticut scene, right?
Yeah, weight wise.
Yeah,
I'm one of the.
Well, you're no John Romanoff.
One of the bigger
you have potential.
Guys. I'm one of the bigger guys in Connecticut comedy. Yeah.
We know who we would pick if we needed a Connecticut comedy.
Or Sammy. Remember Sammy?
If we needed an offensive line, we know who we're picking, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Who would you pick for your offensive line?
For my
comedy football
line,
team.
Comedy football team.
Whew. I think you had that big John at the center, right?
Yeah.
Hey John, why haven't you put that together yet?
I don't know,
dude. Connecticut versus Massachusetts football game. That's it.
Hey, man. Hey.
That's it.
Why not?
Yeah, keg kettles and we could do the commentary. And
why not?
I'm down for it.
Draft the teams.
You think so? Yeah, it has to be young guys.
I know we did a softball game a year and a half.
Connecticut versus Massachusetts?
Yeah, Massachusetts didn't show up. The only thing, a couple of Massachusetts comics showed up.
Shocking.
Don't even get me.
So
that's like a little bit of a baiter.
Yeah, they were like,
he's over dangling his carrot in front of me going, come on, come on, come on. I'm not going to give Massachusetts my opinion.
Shocking, 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 shocking. But, you've been in the game a long time. 2018 you started?
Yep. Actually, the place I did comedy for the first time ever is 2 minutes from here.
Really?
Now, where's
Shelton?
A friend of mine owned a cafe called Cafe Plus over there by the fire station. On that, I don't know the name of the street. That dividing street that goes in between the fire stations, in between the road. There's a little strip mall. And it's some kind of DIY workshop right now. But it used to be a little cafe, and they had an open mic night. And I just went.
In Huntington Center.
I think so.
Yeah, we went there.
Where the gas station is, and if you go down, they had the other stores.
Yeah, it's next to the real estate place.
Yep.
Yeah, we had hung out there that time because there was some comedian thing going on there.
Yeah, they had an open mic, and my friend was like, you should come. And I was like,
that's what it was. It was an open mic.
And I went, and it was crazy. There was the only comedian there.
No one else was doing comedy. There was music and all that.
It was like for country music. It was like a bunch of like old country.
Oh, guys. So you fit right in.
Oh my god, yeah. The guy was like, "I'll have you go last because you know we'll let everybody drink so you can be better." And I was like, "Okay." And then he comes out. He goes, "Oh man." He goes, "Kid, they're dying in there. I need you to go up and bring them back." I'm like, "Dude, this is my first time ever. I have no idea what I'm doing."
And how'd you do?
I did okay. I still watch it from time to time to hate myself a little bit.
You have the tape of your first
one? I have it, yeah.
Thank God I don't have the tape of my first one. I don't even think they had video cameras back when I started.
No, they just carved them. They carved like an image of you.
It's still a tablet and chisel.
That's it.
It's the Ten Commandments and then your first five.
So what's been going on lately with comedy? You got some stuff going on?
I was just at the Funny Bone a couple weeks ago. Featured for Dale Elliott Jr.
I have no idea who that is, but
I didn't know either until they asked me if I wanted to do it, and I said, "Yeah, absolutely." He was fun. He did well. Mm-hmm. I did pretty good. Yeah, I'll take more of that.
All right, man. Give yourself more credit than that, there, man.
Surf Ridge,
Malta Poppy. I think you do. You must.
It was crazy. It was the first. It was like 350 like Jamaicans who were just there to see this Jamaican comic, and then I went up and I was like, "I got to make these Jamaican people laugh," and they did. So I was like, "All right, great. Thank God." Man.
But sometimes you'd be surprised. Fun. Sometimes you look at an audience and you're like, "Oh, they're gonna hate me," and then you go up and you're like, "They ended up being amazing."
Who'd have thought? How was your birthday show, by the way?
That was so much fun.
Yeah,
so much fun. That was at Randall's.
Great time at Randall's.
It was great, and everybody crushed. Yeah. And I don't want to say big round of big thanks to Davey Lozano because
he's great.
He hosted the shit out of that show, and I think because of him, he set everybody up nice.
Yep.
Crazy crowd. They're all wild, you know.
He did our Valentine's Day show for Park City Comedy, and he was so good.
He was so good.
People were like, "When are we going to bring him back?" And I was like, "Listen, he's very expensive."
And of course, we had headlined was Christy Miller, who was very similar to Chyna from the WWE. You're familiar with?
Yeah,
yeah. She's very ripped.
Yeah, very ripped like Chyna. Jeez, was she as strong?
She takes that jacket off, and the pythons come out, and it's all action from there.
Nice.
She's like a mix between Chyna and Cher.
Oh, Cher, yeah. She has a good Cher.
That's a good combo. That's a scary combination of a person, though. The power of Cher and Chyna?
A little bit.
Yeah. That's an intimidating woman. Oh, yeah. But I'm interested.
Yeah.
But good times. They surprised me with a cake afterwards, and it was wild.
Oh, cool.
And, great to be fucking 50.
Are you 50?
I'm 50.
You don't even look at Johnny.
Oh, I appreciate you, brother. Yeah.
Oh, you were 60.
Oh, you motherfucker.
I'm kidding.
Let me tell you, that cake traveled. That cake was everywhere.
Yeah, it went all around. No one ate it, but it traveled.
Everybody just tried the frosting. Like, no, not for me.
Big shout out to Sharon Simon for popping in and doing a surprise guest spot. That was an extra birthday treat.
Oh, nice.
Oh, boy. Excuse me.
But that was good times, man. I tell you what, we got a whole lot of beer left to try.
Yeah, we do.
And I want to get into all things with you and BST wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're coming in with the pink after the break.
We're coming in with the pink. We're going to do maybe two in the pink, one in the stink. No. Is that how it goes?
That's how it goes, yes.
All right. Hello, we have some more Beer Man Beer with the Great Keg Kettles, myself, and the Malta Poppy Manny Sierra.
Where we get back.
ACW original.
Cannonball. Cannonball. All right. Now, if you did a shot for every one of those cannonballs, you might be caught up to my buzz right now. Keg Kettles, Johnny Benson of the Beer Man Podcast from fucking Connecticut. Cannonball. 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 Cannonball.
Oh, yeah. It's Beer Man Beer. We're back. Keg Kettles is here. He's tracking a beer. Manny is here. Manny Sierra. Follow him at Malta Poppy on Instagram for all things comedy and BST wrestling. Now, Manny, tell us all about BST Wrestling.
Oh, man. I think I personally, completely unbiased, I think it's the best independent wrestling company in Connecticut.
All right.
I think we do things a little different. I think our shows are more catered to fans. Not saying the other shows aren't. I just feel like our fans are more of a part of it. Our last show, last show we had people like fighting in the crowd, and like they had like a nice fight circle around them. It was great. Everyone had their phones out. Felt like a high school.
Did any of the fans hit anybody with a steel chair?
No. We did have a little kid chop the hell out of a couple wrestlers a couple shows back.
Oh, wow.
Like they held him up and they were like doing the kid let loose. Like we heard it all the way up in the crow's nest for commentary.
Oh man, I got a it young Gunther in there.
Oh yeah. He was ready. He was waiting for that moment. He just ripped into the guy.
Okay. And how are you involved, and how do you get involved, and how did you? How did this all happen for you?
So back in 2018, they ran their first show in Bridgeport, and a friend of mine was wrestling on it, and he's like, hey, we need an MC. Do you want to come MC the show? So I was like, yeah. So I went out. I introduced the show. They had like a heel that they were working with, and they wanted him to like beat me up at the intermission. Mm-hmm. So I got to take a couple bumps. That was pretty cool.
Nice.
And then it was kind of quiet for like a year. I reached out and I was like, hey, I had so much fun. I literally hit him up and I was like, hey, I'd like to get a professional writing credit on my resume. So if you guys need any help with anything writing, let me know. And they're like, yeah. So I've been with them ever since.
And you've been writing the storylines.
Storylines, helping guys with promos, writing stuff for social media, produce. We do like a pre-show before every show called Hot Tag, and I produce and write that one every month.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Have you got to work with any of your heroes, any of your any big stars or medium stars? Or
no, but I did get through BST, I got to meet like a lot of cool people and get friendships. So I got one of my great friends I met through there. His name is Tiz. He's an aspiring wrestler out of Connecticut, trained in LA for a little bit. But like he brought me into this world of like independent wrestling. I didn't even know.
Do you know who sat right in the chair you're sitting at right
who
now?
Who sat here?
That was the great 1980s jobber, Mario Mancini.
No shit. Mm-hmm. This is a legendary stool here.
That's it right there, man. Mario sat there and he told us all about kinds of stories about WrestleMania backstage. And he told us how they kept Cyndi Lauper out of the locker room. You know how they did that?
How?
SD Jones would drop his towel.
Well, that's one way to keep her out.
That's episode 69 if you want to check that out. You can hear the whole story.
That's a great episode 69.
He told stories about Mr. T and Hulk Hogan and everything. Hey, you got more beer?
Got more beer.
But I got to go to this this company called House of Glory out of New York, and we got to sit right on the stage, and Penta was there.
Oh,
so
Penta
like he came
Miata.
Out, and I got to film like as he walked out, and like Penta was like right next to me. We like shook hands and stuff. It was awesome. It was so cool.
Very cool, man.
Hopefully, we're going to another one in May, and my friend Tiz knows Ray Phoenix, and he's going to be there. So hopefully, I can get a little meet and greet with Ray Phoenix. But we'll see.
Very cool, very cool. Keg Kettles and myself were at a independent wrestling show not too long ago with my kids, and there was a couple a tag team that you're aware of, the Brick City Boys.
Love the Brick City Boys.
I guess they tripped over their feet and landed right on top of my kids.
Yep.
Which was funny.
That's no one got hurt. Favorite parts. Actually, Lila Sparks came to a show.
Uh-huh.
And she was there with Chris Warren, and they did a spot where one guy was in the crowd.
Those are comedians that we're talking about.
Yeah, he was in the crowd, and one of our wrestlers flipped to hit him. Kicked Lila right in the face.
Oh, she deserved
kicked
it.
Kicked her in the face, threw M&Ms everywhere. It was crazy.
What a waste of M&Ms.
Yeah, we did replace her M&Ms, though. So we did make sure she got
shout out to
fresh
Lila.
Pack of M&Ms.
Lila's great. I like Lila.
But yeah, it's been so fun. I've got such a big love for independent wrestling now.
Have you gotten to the point where you want to get in the ring yourself? Are you going to train? Or
I don't know. Maybe. It seems fun. I might want to do like one thing.
You're a big enough dude. I can see you putting the Lucha Libre.
Yeah, do you know Pete Angelo is doing it now?
Pete Angelo's training
him. Insane. That's not a guy I want to wrestle.
Oh no!
He sent me a video of him throwing.
He's very strong.
On. Just want to. They would call him a big meaty man. Just throwing.
Yeah, extra
just
meat,
throwing ham cocks at people. Just
a lot of meat on that stick right there.
Yeah, that's a big meat stick man right there.
Old Petey man.
Mm,
but Keg Kettles and myself were at WrestleMania 11.
Oh, shit.
That was probably before you were born.
No. No, that was actually the WrestleMania that made me a huge fan.
Oh, really?
That was the Bret Shawn Michaels Iron Man match.
Oh, no. It was before. That was actually Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah.
You said 11?
11, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I think 11 was Bret.
Search the Goog, man.
Is it? No. I can't be that wrong.
We can't be. We were there. Hartford Civic Center.
Huh.
Salt and Pepper.
Salt and Pepper played.
I went to 36.
36? Where was 36?
That was at MetLife.
Oh, that was big.
That was awesome. That was when Kofi won the title.
Oh.
That was cool. I got to see Joan Jett live. That was sick.
Oh, she
played Ronda out, so that was
Rousey.
Really cool.
Ronda Rousey. So.
Yeah, I got to see Joan Jett and Hulk Hogan, which was weird.
Because
he doesn't like me. He blocked me.
Why did Hulk Hogan block you?
Because at WrestleMania 9, he called Yokozuna a Jap on live TV. And I just tweeted, and I was like, hey, do you remember when Hulk Hogan called this Samoan man a Jap? Because he was like, I think the exact line was, he's like, no matter who's the winner, he's like, if it's Bret Hart or that Jap brother, he's like, I'm coming for the title. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. And then he just blocked me. He's like, not cool, brother. And then
that deserves
me.
A cannonball. Let's eat more pickles.
Yeah. It's a cannonball for Hulk Hogan. This is for you, Hulkster.
Hey, this one's pretty stiff.
Yeah, this is a stiff pickle.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. They're more boozy as they go.
Mm. Absolutely is.
Yeah, 100%.
This pickle is much better, though.
Yeah, this is a way better pickle.
Very good pickle. Now, what do we got for beer?
Mm. So this is a Belgian style with pink grapefruit and pink peppercorns.
Oh, look at that, man. There's a vitamin C going on here. All right.
So this comes in at a 5.5%.
Okay.
The ABV is getting a little higher as we go.
So what you're going to find, you are going to get that peppercorn that comes through. A little bit of pink grapefruit. You're not getting it's not so pink grapefruit forward, which is nice. It's a nice balance, I think.
How's it mixed with the pickle?
Should I mix the pickle in the?
Oh, let me try. The mix is good.
But there is a sweetness that comes through, but it's not over the top grapefruit. It's a nice, smooth. This is a very smooth beer.
Yeah. I think it's got to be the peppercorn, right?
And
that just like smooths it out there.
Oh, it's a possibility.
Have you worked much with peppercorn in the kitchen?
Yeah. Yeah. So Cubans don't like spicy food.
Really?
Yeah. I think like the spiciest dish Cubans eat is like this chicken dish that's seasoned with black pepper, and it's not hot at all. But I love spicy food, so I try to make things as hot as possible.
But black pepper is just a nice spice.
Yeah, it's good.
It gives a little more flavor.
Well, but yeah, I like it spicy but flavorful.
I dig it. I like it.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I would definitely go back and drink this again.
I think I like this one better than the first one.
Right, they're getting better as we go.
This is more like Tuesday sucked. I wanted something good.
I want to say this is kind of like a brunch beer, I think, maybe.
And again, this one's called Mr. Pink. White ale.
Oh, yeah. This pairs with a mimosa.
Yeah.
And yeah, nice, I would say this
nice
pairs,
slab of,
pairs well with a mimosa.
Of ribeye and or prime rib and some scrambled eggs and a waffle.
Too know? Much bacon, probably.
Oh, sounds good.
Just too much bacon.
Dude, these pickles are awesome.
They really are. I'm kind of mad how good they are. Yeah, I know. I'm so pissed at how good
I'm glad I didn't buy two jars. I wish I could bought another jar.
And the fact that we're going to kill this jar.
We're killing the jar.
Yeah.
We're killing the jar.
Because there's two left?
That's true.
Two left?
Oh, I have two and three.
Is it three?
Oh, there's one really big pickle in there.
Big pickle?
That's two.
There's two. Okay. Two left.
Oh.
Indeed.
Anyway, I'm going to have some more of this because it's really good.
You guys can have, next cannonball, you guys have the pickles and I'll do a shot right out of the juice.
Are you going to wrestle for it?
Huh?
Going to wrestle for the pickle?
We could wrestle for the
pickle. Little pickle wrestling?
Pickle wrestling.
Pickle.
With
pickle.
Manny Sierra.
That's how you get finked, for sure. That's how you get finked.
That's how you get finked.
That needs a t-shirt. It's like, fuck around and get finked.
Fuck around, get finkled.
Fuck around and get finkled.
you heard it here first.
That's it. Fuck around and get finked.
Now, Manny, if you were a pro wrestler,
okay,
what would be your gimmick?
Oh, man.
Do you think you have a nice Cuban chef gimmick? You know, you come out.
You know what? I'd probably dive in and try and go as close to Razor Ramon as I could.
Oh.
Because growing up, he was definitely one of my favorites. Like, it was just cool because, like, I really thought he was Cuban. So growing up, like, watching Scarface and then that, I'm like, oh, my God, there's so many of us.
Do you think you could
get... And we're famous.
You think you could get a couple other chubby Cuban wrestlers and you could call it the Bay of Pigs invasion?
Oh, for sure. For sure. And then we set you up for the Cuban Missile Crisis. It's over. It's done, dude.
Ken Kettles, what would you, if you had a gimmick for coming down to the ring, what would be your gimmick?
Ooh.
Huh. I don't know. I think I would be coming down with a keg on my shoulder.
That's it.
And then when I jump in a ring, that's when I slap that keg over someone's noggin watch them drop.
Would you have the helmet with the two beers 100%. On the side and the straw?
You have to.
No.
You have to. And your name would be Keg Stan. Keg Stan.
Keg Stan.
No. That is too far.
And then you throw
gimmicky.
It in the crowd.
No. That's way too gimmicky.
What would your finishing maneuver be?
Oh, the beer belly? Just a big splash. Like Warrior used to do, bounce off the rope and
Earthquake did that. And what was their tag team?
The Natural Disasters.
And the other guy was what? Tsunami or something like that?
Typhoon, yeah.
Big Storm, I don't know.
Was that the guy who went on to become...
He was Tugboat.
Yeah, but who was
he?
Was
the Shockmaster.
Shockmaster. Yeah. Shockmaster. Yes. Did you see the clip of Haku watching Shockmaster for the first time?
Yeah.
That made my heart so happy. He laughed so genuinely. He started turning red and tearing. He's like, I've never seen this before. And he's just like, play it again. And he just sat and watched Shockmaster fall through the wall like 6 times.
That's such good shit.
I watched that, yeah. That was way awesome. And his helmet falls off.
Yeah, and he tries to get it on. He had to be concussed.
Old Fred Ottoman, man.
Oh, God.
He was loaded.
Sip a beer for the loss of the great Virgil.
Oh, man.
Virgil and as well as Ole Anderson in the same week.
Yeah. This is the Hazy IPA.
Now, Manny, you're doing wrestling shows at breweries, huh?
Yeah, we did our first one last year for the 4th of July at Two Roads, Star Spangled Bash. We got the second Star Spangled Bash in July, and then we have Sweet Surrender at June 6th at Two Roads.
Two Roads.
And it's been so fun. They're so welcoming. They help us out with everything. They provide beer and waters for the boys and stuff.
So where do they actually do it at Two Roads?
Right at the grassy spot where they have concerts and stuff.
So what do they call that? The Hop Yard or something like
that? Is that where they have
normally like the Oktoberfest
and all that? Yeah. Right in between the building and Area 2.
Right.
Yeah, we
right.
set the ring up there. We put our entrance right there in the corner. It was great. It was such a fun time.
Hmm. Nice. I think we're going to have to go.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe my man can hook us up with some front row seats there.
Yeah, I got you guys.
Yeah, got some ringsides, you know?
I got you guys. Got the beer man boys.
Yeah, some ringsides.
Get you guys right in the action.
Yeah, we like to set up, give us the handicap spots in the front.
Yeah, we just got a distribution deal with Liquid Death.
The water,
so now we get to sell Liquid Death
That's
everywhere.
That's badass water.
I love buying them at work and walking around because everyone stops me. They think I'm drinking beer at work.
Yeah, does it taste any different than regular water?
I don't know.
Did you ever have it? Because I'm trying to think. I don't recall ever
having
it. I
believe I had one when we were up at the Hartford Xfinity at a concert.
Yeah.
For some reason, I had a water instead
They've
of
got
a beer.
Like flavored ones and stuff. They've got teas.
So there's a sparkling and a non-sparkling.
Yeah, there's regular, still sparkling. They have flavored seltzers, and then they have teas.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't get the appeal. You gotta spend a lot of money for a can
water
of
water. Water in a can.
Yeah, when I first heard of them, they were selling, like, in order to buy it, you had to sign up, like, sell your soul in a contract. It was, like, this whole thing. They made up this fake contract, and it's like, I will buy this, and it's in exchange for one eternal human soul. And, like, Christians and all that stuff were like, you can't buy this, you can't sell this stuff. And they just, like, leaned right into it.
No.
There's water in IPA, right?
There is.
So let's you gotta stay hydrated somewhere.
So now we're looking at the Hazy Hollow. This is a hazy IPA that comes in at 7%. And this too is from Surfridge. And it has Citra, Mosaic, Cryo Azaka, and Equinox hops. That's a whole lot of hops, Johnny B.
There's plenty of hops, man.
It's pretty hoppy.
And it is pretty hoppy.
But it's not bad. I don't usually like IPAs at all. But this one's not bad. It might be because it's so cold and good.
The thing is, when you go in for the sniff, just to kind of get an idea of what you're drinking. You want more?
Oh, is it IPA?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't pour any?
No.
I've just been drinking it here myself?
I was still drinking the pink stuff. Oh, that's good. Pretty good beers there on the shoreline in Connecticut.
Yeah, not
it,
bad.
It is surfy, though. There's a little bit of a bitterness to it.
Well, I'll take it.
Yeah, but it's not too much. I've had some IPAs that are just like, that really just hit the back of your tongue in like the bad way.
And it stays there.
Yeah, and it doesn't go away.
Anywhere. And you're like, man,
it's just stomping
I need
around.
Some of that liquid death.
Yeah, to murder this thirst.
But yeah, it's good. I like it.
Nice.
Definitely wouldn't kick it out.
Yeah, I think I like this one. Mr.
Definitely
Pink.
Mr. Pink.
Yeah, for sure. That was my favorite one.
Going there, we definitely enjoyed our time. Kevin was another kid that was, kind of waiting on us. And he was very knowledgeable about a lot of things that we were asking him about. And, of course, when we go there, dealer's choice. And he was giving me some of his favorites. So I think we need to go back.
Oh, I'd love to go back up there.
Was it the owner set you up with his favorites? Is that what is there like?
This is what was brought out to us as a thank you.
Yeah.
And so we all got three cans.
Yeah, these were really good. They're really good. Real smooth.
Oh, yeah, man. Woo! I tell you what, I have a beer I want to definitely have Manny try. I know you don't want to try it again.
But, that one? I think for the podcast.
You got to get Manny's opinion. And we'll talk more.
Here's our girl.
Comedy, wrestling, and beer.
With Manny. You like country music?
Kind of. A little bit.
Listen up.
Well, here's our last guest, Jenny Angel. We'll go to break to this.
And we'll be back.
It's time to play Is That a Beer with Manny Sierra.
All right. We have our first beer up for bid. Yes. Little Jenny. Let's chat to a little Jenny first. Girl next door. Shout out to Jenny Angel.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad country.
Good country. By the way, before we go any further, let me just say, I got to check out a show last night. I went to see our good friend Pam Cakes play with Jagged Little Pam at the Broadbrook Opera House. It was at another level. She was at another level. It was so awesome. And the sound there is just so good. You feel like you're at a $1 million concert. And she kicked ass. The band was great. Awesome show by Pam Cakes. If you haven't seen Jagged Little Pam and you're a huge fan of Alanis Morissette, go check them out. Definitely.
I got to tell you, that little clip that you sent, I thought it was great.
She was on fire last night. Absolutely.
Fire. Yeah,
Jagged Little Pam, man. You a big Alanis Morissette fan?
I think I was too young to appreciate it.
Oh, I got you.
I think I was, again. All right.
So, Manny, you like sours.
Yeah, I like sours.
I believe this is some type of a sour. This is the
I guess
Sleuth versus Sleuth, slushy.
Which I think is a play on Spy versus Spy.
Remember Spy
versus
Spy? Yeah, it's definitely a Mad TV thing.
I'm gonna pour some
font.
There you go.
Font is Mad TV-ish. All the wow, what?
Oh shit!
Yeah.
What? Here you go.
I spilled a little.
What the?
Do it over the plate.
That looks like wine.
Over the plate. Or just go for a big... Oh, shit. My goodness.
God damn it.
Clean up on aisle 12.
I'm bombing over here.
Here.
Now that was going smooth. Look at that.
Looks like a red wine.
It does. It looks like a red wine. It almost looks like a transmission fluid.
Here, wipe the glass. Right,
here we go.
You sound really excited.
No.
You sound stoked. No.
I want to know. Now, this doesn't have the head it had it on before, right? I think it's been sitting a little while.
Whoa. That smells like cough medicine.
All right. We go in and you tell me if this is a beer or not a beer.
Let me see the... I'm going to do some, too.
This is like...
You guys will do?
You gonna have some?
I got it. Come on. Oh,
this smells like Robitussin. That's crazy. Look at that pour, Johnny. Yeah. You see that?
Okay, got a little head on his pour.
Man, I haven't had a lot of head, or a little bit of head in a long time.
Have you had a lot of
head? Yeah, it's been a while.
All right. So we all got a little smoothie, sleuth versus sleuth. We had this with Bree. None of us liked it.
Oh, Bree hated it too?
Bree hated it too. Let's see if Manny liked it.
Oh, man, this is...
All right, here we go. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, fuck.
No.
What? No.
Why?
Not a beer.
I'm like so afraid of even going.
Oh, God.
All right, if he hated it, it can't be good. And you like a sour beer,
that's
right?
Awful. That is, there's like.
I'm going in.
Don't do it.
Wish me luck.
All right, good luck, man. It tastes so good. It's so great. It's like the worst Christmas candy you've ever had. It's just really bad Christmas candy.
This is bad.
That comes out of your grandmother's purse?
Oh. Yeah, there's like lint on it.
Oh, and all the beers will spill on the table.
Oh, yeah. If this was like a Halloween type candy they were giving out, I'd rather a popcorn ball.
Oh, this is awful.
Than this. That's terrible.
I apologize, Manny.
Cannonball.
Hope we're still friends.
Cannonball, yeah. Cannonball.
Let's have a pickle.
Fix this, Johnny. That's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so chocolatey. I didn't expect it to be that chocolatey at the end. It's like a dark chocolate. It's like a dark chocolate, which you ever have those?
You taste chocolate?
Yeah, it reminds me of those.
I taste a whole lot of cherry.
Those little dark chocolate cherries with the liquor in them. My dad used to love those.
Oh, the cordials.
Yeah, that's what it tastes like. That's what it tastes like to me, but with alcohol in it, so it's not good. I don't like.
I don't get the chocolate.
Yeah, it's in the back.
That beer once makes me want to file a complaint to my local congressman. Ah.
That makes me want to vote for a new congressman.
I'll your glass for you, Keg Kettles. I'll even wash it if you want me to.
Oh, that is not good.
That's a rough beer. I'm dumping this right down the drain, man. I think they gotta apologize to all the guests.
Putting that to death is its best thing.
Yeah.
Put it in the death, okay.
Don't even give it a dignified death. Just put it upside down in the sink.
I'll pour it out in honor of Virgil and Ole Anderson.
Sounds good.
No, put it out for Hulk Hogan. Let's pour one out for the Hulkster. No, that was not. Yeah. I didn't have high hopes for that one, but I had more than that. I had more than what it gave me.
You wanted it. You got it.
I felt let down by that beer.
There you go. We told you.
Yeah, you.
We told you.
You undersold how bad it was, which is crazy because you.
But you know, you need to try it.
You have to.
Oh, my goodness.
It doesn't feel good after.
No.
Like, I still taste. Really?
It's still there.
It tastes like Valentine's Day dark chocolate in August.
Make it go
away. Like a film on your teeth, right?
Yeah.
It did.
Oh,
it's not good.
All right. So I'll tell you what. We got two pickles left. All you guys have the pickles, and I will take a shot of that juice right out of the jar.
Wow.
For a cannonball. This is my punishment for making you guys drink that beer.
No. You didn't make us drink that beer. He wanted that beer.
Isn't there a fat pickle in there?
I wanted him to dry because I wanted to.
Is there a big fat pickle in there?
You pick your pickle.
Cut the fat pickle in half.
I'm gonna drink the juice, man.
You want the juice?
I'm going for the juice, man.
I'm gonna pick my pickle.
Pick your pickle. Wow. Pick a pickle, man. Manny is picking a pickle.
Just trying to wiggle my pickle. Pickle's yours,
bless
my
you.
Friend.
Adios, mio.
Ay, caramba.
Wait a minute. You want to drink the pickle beer now?
Yes, please.
All right, we'll drink the pickle beer.
No, that's a sour too, right?
It's sour.
Well, listen, we're starting at the absolute bottom of the barrel for sours. So it's only up from here, I hope.
Here it is.
If this pickle beer is half as good as this pickle.
We are in the search for the ultimate pickle beer.
And this is a dill pickle beer.
Yeah. Okay.
From Distill Brewery, a sucker punch. It's made with real pickle.
I'm so upset at how good
we are in the search for the ultimate pickle beer.
How's the search been going?
Not good.
This is our second try.
What was the second? What was the first one? Do you remember?
The worst one we did
was a letdown.
It was a letdown.
It was an absolute letdown.
Letdown Brewery? That's a good one. That's a good name for a brewery. Letdown Brewing Company? My dad would definitely think I made it.
All right. You heard it here. That's ours.
Let down
Brew. That's it.
That's ours. No one can take that.
Let down
as
Brew.
Long as I can run the food truck outside.
Absolutely.
That's where we're in.
Yeah. How, do you make thermos tacos?
I could.
Have you made them before?
No.
No. You know who is famous for thermos tacos is Carla Okerson.
For what?
Thermos tacos.
Thermos tacos?
Yeah.
Like a thermos? Like
she makes
like
tacos in a thermos. She talked about it here on the show.
And then, well, yeah, you pour it onto a tortilla?
John, I can't remember what we talked about the last time.
I know.
Yeah, it's true. We're about three pickles in.
Mike and Carla will be back in April.
April when?
First week.
Ooh. First week of April. Mania week?
Yeah, before the Thursday before Mania.
Woo!
I don't know. When's Mania?
7th and 8th.
April 7th. 6th and no.
7th and 8th.
6th and 7th.
No.
The 5th is a Friday. The 6th is a Saturday.
No. Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
Because April Sours is on April 6th.
Yeah, it's these pickles. These pickles are making me feel
April Sours. Who will be podcasting
bring May Sours
live at April Sours?
Breezy. And we.
Us and Breezy will be there at April
we
Sours.
And
hopefully you got your tickets because I believe it is sold out.
They just dropped 50 more.
50 more tickets.
It might be still sold out.
Might be still sold out, but find a scalper.
If I put one of these Beer Man stickers on a lanyard, can I get in as crew?
I think if you wore a Lucha Libre mask, you could probably just walk in.
It's not just Beer Man. It's Beer Man.
If you guys get a Beer Man Beers Lucha mask, I will wear it.
Oh, that sounds like a plan.
John, let me see your glass, man.
Here's the glass. We go for the pickle beer.
Pickle beer.
I think you might be surprised.
Oh, you tried the story?
No.
Smelled it?
No.
Smells good?
Smelled it.
Good smell test?
Is it smelt or smelled?
Both, I think. Yeah. No.
Smelt is a fish, right?
No, isn't smelt the past? Is like what iron workers
smells
do?
Like a pickle.
Like smiths do?
Well, you can
Smith
smell.
Smelts.
You can smell iron.
Yeah, you smell iron.
Mm-hmm. But
you smelt that beer yesterday.
Beer. Is it smelled or smelt?
That's a good question.
I think one is the past
Brando's
participle.
Head, when he listens to this, his head is going to explode.
Who, Brando?
Brando.
Oh, right.
That's as far as I got.
He is our grammar. I don't know what grammar Nazi is.
Sailors say Brando.
I hope he's proud. I think smelt is the past participle.
Okay.
Of smell.
It's all right. Sniff.
But I also failed.
Sniff.
I also failed English.
You failed English.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
Are you bilingual?
Yeah. I'm fluent in Spanish. And I speak enough Portuguese to get by.
Wow.
Portuguese.
Yeah.
I thought that was just a role.
Nah, I play one on TV, but sometimes.
I don't understand why people like that role so much.
It's a good role, man. When it's soft and fresh, it's good.
Yeah.
It sits out for 2 days, fuck it.
Is it because of the nubs?
I don't know. You ever had a burger on a Portuguese roll? It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bacon, egg, and cheese, man.
Bacon, egg, and cheese on a Portuguese roll.
But I think a burger on a pretzel or a potato is so much better. I'm just saying. Anyway, cheers. Let's
cheers.
Go in.
Cheers.
Let's
pickle
see.
Beer.
Let's go over the pickle beer. Cheers, God. Cannonball.
I'm hoping it tastes
okay.
Just as good as it smells.
Yeah, it smells very dilly.
It's interesting.
This is closer.
Wow.
Dude.
It's sour, though.
That's more of like a...
Yeah, but...
It's like a pickle soda, almost.
It comes in. It comes in really hard.
Okay.
How can we get through this without saying anything?
This episode is filled with double entendres.
Just comes in nice and gentle, and then gets a little hard, and then smooths out and gives you a kiss on the forehead on the way out.
And then he leaves a 20 on the nightstand.
Yeah, it leaves a 20 on the nightstand so you can get yourself a bacon, egg, and cheese on a Portuguese roll and be on your way.
But it comes in really... sour, you really get that full pickle effect.
Yeah.
The dill, the nice crisp. Look, he's going for a pickle.
I'm going for the pickle, and I'm going to put the rest of it in there.
Oh, that's smooth, that's man. That's good. That's a good idea.
But the great thing is, when it hits your back, it kind of starts to dissipate, and it goes away. Like it never was there. This is, it's a good start.
Almost
compared to what we did.
Oh, the
last
other
time.
One didn't taste like a pickle at all.
We got a good baseline now.
It was like drinking.
Wow. That was beautiful.
I think I got something.
Yeah, oh yeah. That sins a little mustache on
you. Can I give you the glasses with the windshield wipers on them?
Yeah. I saw it. I thought I saw it jump across.
A pickle seed just hit your glass.
This is actually an enjoyable taste. This is really good.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's like you said. It comes in hard, but then it's a gentle, and then it's sour. It's very strange in the best way.
And then it settles, and it smoothens out.
It's kind of good.
Smoothen, is that even a word? It sounds right.
You made it.
It sounds right.
We make up our own words on beer, man.
The smoothery of it is pretty good. The smoothery of that beer.
A smoothery brewery.
That's
it
mine.
It starts to become more smooth towards the back of your...
Plenty smooth.
Towards the back of your palate. And then it goes away.
Yeah. Coming in hard, smooth, pickle-y, right in the back of your palate.
That's his wrestling intro. Coming in smooth, pickle-y, it's Keg Stan! The Mid-South Brew Works Heavyweight Champion, Keg Stan.
I'm going to take a cannonball right out of this gun.
His finishing move, the big dill.
Dude, don't snarf, dude.
I won't snarf.
All right, go for it.
Don't make me laugh. I take this shot. Right here comes.
Dude, if it comes out his nose.
Cannonball.
It's going to burn.
Oh, he's going to get a seed stuck in his nasal cavity. Yeah, the last pickle was a lot more shined up.
All right, cannonball, man. Cannonball.
Cannonball.
Cannonball coming. Cannonball.
Okay.
Man, going for cannonball. Okay. Not bad, right? It tastes good, right?
Why was the pickle stronger?
I don't know.
Why was the pickle stronger?
The pickle absorbed all the alcohol, I guess.
Maybe. We're just left with pickle water now.
Yeah, I got some floaters in mine.
You got pulp in yours.
We're drinking the moonshine from the jar of pickle moonshine. It just tastes like it's good.
Yeah, why is the pickle stronger?
It doesn't taste at all like alcohol.
This kind of has like a bread and butter kind of a...
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's not so dilly. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that deli. It's kind of like a deli.
Like one of those deli pickles. Little big kosher pickles?
Yeah.
Do you ever eat those? You ever see people eat those?
Yeah.
I have a friend who will go to the deli and he's like, yeah, let me get one large pickle. And he's just walking around just eating a pickle like an apple. And I'm like, that's kind of weird, right?
If you go to a deli, you can normally find them like they're like in a bag.
Yeah. He likes the spicy ones in a bag. And I'm like, that... I don't know. Something about a pickle in a bag is weird to me.
That's pretty good, though.
Bag your pickles.
Bag your pickles.
You know what? Hold on. I'm going to sip.
All right, take a sip. It don't taste like moonshine.
It doesn't at all.
It just tastes like a nice...
This tastes really good.
That's good, man.
Like a nice, refreshing pickle juice.
We need Jenny Angel.
Yeah.
To write us a song
about pickle juice. Pickle juice shine.
Or right? Just pickles. Just pickles and
beans,
and
beans, beans, beans.
No, she's going to write a love song called You're My Pickle Shine. And that's it. It's going to be about you guys. Her dear sweet pickle shines.
That's it, man.
That's nice.
I like it. That's romantic.
Brings a tear to my eye.
Burp.
This is good. I have no other words.
Oh, nice.
This is really freaking good.
Manny.
I still have a pickle left.
Pickle left? Oh, you go eat that pickle.
That was great.
Just the juice or the beer?
No, that was the beer with the pickle in it.
I got more. I got three more cans.
Save a little pickle and put some in the beer. It's great.
Actually, I got more pickles. I got some baby dills.
I can honestly say this is probably the most pickles I've ever had in one sitting.
So much pickles, man.
So much pickles.
It's like three pregnant chicks that are just fucking chatting about, you know, chewing the fat.
Complaining about our lower back pain, our swollen feet, but damn, these pickles hit the spot.
Man.
Manny, have you ever heard of a donut place called Duck Donuts?
No.
Gosh dang.
Duck Donuts?
Duck Donuts.
Where's that?
So it originated in North Carolina down in the Outer Banks called Duck.
Okay.
And they've basically franchised,
mm-hmm.
and they started popping up all over the place now, because in New York they're in
Mamaroneck and in White Plains.
Do they do like crazy donuts or something?
Oh my god!
They are fresh, warm, and
it's like Subway. They'll put the stuff on.
So whatever is that,
build your own donut.
They will make to order.
Yeah,
shut up.
made to order donuts.
They are delicious.
I just recently had Neil's donuts, and those are good too. Those are so good.
We had them on the show. Actually, we were with fellow Latino Heats with the oh my god, Cerveza Poppies were here.
Yeah,
they were.
I was very impressed.
Man, that's so good. Yeah, and you get the salty that comes with it.
I just hate how good that was. I hate how much I enjoyed that.
Now you're going to be drinking pickle juice.
Yeah, I'm going to go home. My girlfriend's going to be like, what happened to you?
And you said you had a little pickle in your mouth.
Man, just had a little, had a couple pickles. Just down in pickles with the boys.
I was loading up on some pickle.
Been trying to get off the stuff, but they just keep pulling me back.
So good.
Sweet pickly goodness.
Now, besides this beer, we have a stout, right?
We do have a stout. Oh. Close it out with a stout. It'll be like a dessert.
Is it?
All right.
What is that? What's a stout?
You want to take a break first? Want to catch our breath and
well,
cleanse the palate.
We need to clean glasses.
We'll clean some glasses.
Get the pickle out. Because what is the stout? It's like a peanut butter one?
It's a peanut butter milk stout. So it'll be like a...
Interesting.
Very, very, very interesting.
I just hope it doesn't curdle.
Oh.
Oh, with the pickle? Oh,
with the pickle.
God.
Oh, no. Did we think that through? We're going to have vinegar and milk.
Should we?
Should we do that?
Either way, we're all going to be on the toilet tonight.
You know what? Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Oh, yeah.
We're having a blast with Manny Sierra. He's the Malta Poppy. On Instagram, follow him to find out all things comedy and pro wrestling. Check out his shows. And we'll be back with more Beer Man Beer.
Oh, yeah.
We're having a blast. We drank a lot of beer. Had a lot of cannonballs. Keg's deep in thought. What's he going to say?
You know all the beer that we drank?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. Like, there's no buzz, man.
I don't know. Where's the buzz? Is the tolerance that big now?
I mean, listen.
I think the pickles absorbed it.
You know.
The pickles just.
And I get the whole being responsible thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times that we're not really that responsible.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, you're right.
Allegedly. There's a air of irresponsibility.
But I'll tell you, with all that we drank today.
Yeah. I'm not buzzed at all.
No,
yeah.
And especially hitting those pickles the way we hit them.
Oh, yeah. That was pickles soaked in moonshine.
Pickle shine.
That's what, 40 proof? And we got nothing.
Man.
Kind of disappointed. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, not in the taste, though. Everything tasted good.
Yeah, everything tasted great.
Oh.
Except for that one.
Exceptional.
No, except back. For that white, slushy, dark chocolate, squishy, cherry Robitussin.
Medicine, fucking pie filling horse shit on a stick.
Yeah, whoever recommended that flavor at the brewery should be fired.
Well, I know it was my fault. I was just looking for something.
No, I'm talking about whoever created it. Like, whoever thought, hey, let's do this dark chocolate cherry sour beer should be fired.
Where is 450 out of anyway?
How's New York?
Is that a New York beer?
Yeah, fire them. Whoever is working there, fire that man immediately.
Right. But Pass me some glasses. I'll give you some stuff.
Listen, your palate is different from everybody else's palate.
But I don't know if I found anybody that likes that beer.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think we were, what do you guys? It's 4 for 4 who hated it. And you guys, so nice, you did it twice. Oh, that looks like black coffee.
Well, the thing is, we did it because you wanted it.
I wanted this?
Well, No.
You were looking for that squishy, slushy,
squishy sour.
Oh, yeah, Johnny was like, I got this sour you got to try. But no, I don't know if we recorded, but definitely not a beer. No, that was not a beer.
Not a beer, no.
Not a beer at all.
Thank you.
I don't even know if that was a beverage.
No, I think that was snow cone syrup with alcohol in it.
Thank you.
And
just saying,
bad chocolate.
I've been saying it all along.
So good.
This looks like Coca-Cola. This is crazy.
This is a gift from super fan Fig Newton.
Look at the carbonation.
Yeah, Fig Newton.
Shout out Fig Newton.
Thank you, Fig Newton. This is a birthday gift from Fig
Newton. Nice lacing.
My mom loves Fig Newtons. That's like her comfort food.
Aren't Fig Newtons great?
Oh, my grandfather loved them.
I can't remember the last time I had a Fig Newton, but my mom would.
I can't recall either.
I think looking back now, like that was my mom's PMS snack for sure. Whenever she was eating those is when we got yelled at the most, but those calmed her down.
But the thing is, you knew.
Yeah, I knew.
Exactly.
Once she opened up the Fig Newtons, when she ate the Fig Newtons, we were like, hey, mom, do you need anything? She, you want to go do laundry?
She's got Aunt Flo.
That's yeah, it, man. Aunt Flo came to town, and she is pissed.
I remember my grandparents.
She got her friend.
She's pissed that she ate all the Fig Newtons, damn it.
If they wanted the dog to eat a heart pill or something, they'd stick it in the Fig Newton.
Dog. That was a trick?
Yeah.
Get out of here. That's, my dad used that's to a like, waste of a good Fig
My
Newton,
dad would
man.
Use like deli meat. He would just roll up the medicine in deli meat, and the dog would just be like, oh,
cheese, yeah. Definitely yeah, cheese.
But a Fig Newton, that's kind of genius, though. You stuff it
it's
right
kind
in
of
the
a
middle.
Waste of a, that's a waste.
Waste of a Newton?
What if the dog hates the Newton?
He's just the dog always loves the Newton. Out. How would a dog hate a Newton?
Now, besides the Fig Newton, have you ever eaten a fig?
No.
Well, it's kind of like a prune, right?
It's kind of like, I guess
like a dried fig. Yeah, I've eaten a dried fig or whatever. And
already. I had them in Italy, yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of scared of this one.
No, it should be good. This is a peanut butter milk stout.
Well, because of how dark it is.
Don't be afraid, just bite
you racist?
No, I associate dark beers with a real bitter, gross taste. I think we're pretty stout Hispanic, if I had to say so.
Just because you're Hispanic doesn't mean you're not racist. No,
that's true.
That is very true.
That is so true. I got a couple grandfathers.
Avenue Q, everybody's a little racist.
What'd you say? I was taking
according to Avenue Q, if you see the play, they have a song called Everybody's a Little Racist.
Yeah. You know what? Everybody is. Absolutely. It's not fake news.
I was listening to Randy Newman this morning. That song, Short People. That is one of the funniest songs I've ever heard.
I sang that yesterday.
That is one of the funniest fucking songs.
I sang that to Lisa yesterday as we were walking.
And I was like, why did he write this? I was
like,
why did he write this song? And he wrote it as a political...
Short people.
He wrote it as a political statement against racism. He's like, you wouldn't listen to someone talking shit about short people because it doesn't make any sense. Why would you talk shit about racist people? Why would you be racist? It doesn't make any sense. Shut up.
But short people got nobody.
But yeah, that was
it's
so
true.
My favorite line, he's like, they got the little grubby fingers. And I was like, yeah, they do. They do have grubby little fingers.
You know how I knew my grandfather was racist?
I'll tell you how I knew my grandfather was racist after.
Okay, I'll tell you how. When the Doctor of Style Slick would hit the British Bulldog with a cane or something like that, cheating the match. My grandfather, he was a genius mechanic, World War II veteran, thought wrestling was real.
Yeah.
He gets so mad at the Doctor of Style Slick for cheating in a match that he would drop the N-bomb. And that's the first time I ever heard that, ever.
So my grandfather never used the N-word. But what he would do is, if he ever saw, it didn't have to be like a black guy and a non-black, it's just any interracial couples, he would just go, every time, just the longest sigh, and he would go, oh, God bless them. Like, God bless them. I'm like, oh, no. I was like, you can't say that, Grandpa. But he loved jazz, and I don't think he realized that half of the jazz guys were...
Cannonball.
Yeah, just like some juice.
All right, I got to try this peanut
butter. Let's try this stout. Peanut butter stout. Let's taste it.
Oh. Oh, no.
Don't like it, huh?
No. It tastes like peanut butter coffee, cold peanut butter coffee.
Well, a stout is always going to have a coffee taste to it. Yeah, so.
And I kind of taste graham cracker.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm right or wrong about that, but I taste graham cracker.
That's my least favorite.
Cracker?
Not as bad as the dark chocolate.
You say crackers are your least favorite?
My girlfriend would be so mad if she heard me say that. So I love all kinds of saltine, Ritz, Keebler, Toll House. I love them all. They're great. Every single one.
How about Cheez-Its?
Cheez-Its are pretty good.
Mm, yummy.
I don't like
Why
Oreo.
Why don't you like this beer?
It's too... I don't know.
You don't like stouts.
I don't like stouts. I don't like the coffee flavor. Stouts. I don't like...
I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
Are you in on this? Is it good?
Yeah.
I'm going to finish this one, but I don't want any more. I will finish this. Oh, I will. I have to. My grandfather's looking down at me pissed if I leave any beer left over.
Adios mios, amigo.
Exactly.
Yeah. So my first
beer. No beer left behind.
My first beer was probably at like 5. Uh-huh. My grandfather would give me some of his Coors Light. That was his live and
did
die by the
Did you spit it
Coors.
Out or did you swallow it?
I drank it. I drank it. I swallowed it for sure. Can't let my ancestors down. We're no spitter quitters here. You know? But yeah, he lived and died by Coors Light, and I hate Coors Light. I think they're terrible.
Why?
Just piss water.
No.
It tastes like...
I don't know. I
like a nice Coors Light.
Yeah.
I like the little fat can. The little fat bottle. The with the yellow label.
Well, like a red stripe kind of fat bottle like that?
Yeah, the Coors little fat bottles.
Never saw them.
Yeah. They're not Coors Lies. They're just called Coors. Yeah. But yeah, those are pretty good.
Oh, those Coors. Yes.
I do think the coolest thing is when they have the cans with the mountains that turn blue. That was cool.
Sorry.
That was just scientifically cool.
That was cool, yeah. But I do like a Coors Light.
You
like,
good?
What?
I'm
burping a lot today.
You are.
Yeah, what's
it that? Might be all that okay? Pizza, dude. There's all that pizza well, you
I did,
housed.
I did house two pizzas on the
way. Yeah, you definitely ate an entire two halves of entire pizza.
You know, I went to the gym and burned a shitload of calories. I figured I'd put them back in.
Yeah, because what's the point of the membership if you don't have calories to burn, dude?
All right.
So you didn't like the beer?
No, not a big fan of this one.
Well, if you don't like that.
I like it more than that sour, though.
No, the sour was awful.
The sour was terrible.
Hey, that's a big thing right there. Mm-hmm. He likes this better than that.
Yeah. Because it's not a bad. This is not a bad sour, but I mean not a bad stout. But compared to the other stuff we drank tonight, this may not be my favorite beer of the night either.
Yeah,
this is a nice. It's a not a heavy stout.
I don't taste a lot of peanut butter. Do you?
No,
I think it's just enough.
It's just like it tastes like peanut butter flavored coffee. It's very slight. It's a strong black coffee flavor.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit there all night and drink these.
It's you know what it tastes like.
This is a one and done.
Yeah.
But I don't hate it.
You ever have a s'more with a peanut butter cup on it?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of what it tastes like without the marshmallow. Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. Right, marshmallow. Good right now.
So, Maddie.
This is where you guys bring out the marshmallow
you,
stout?
You are an...
Can you pass me more of that?
Yeah, sure.
I'm digging it.
Master chef, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say master, but I get down.
Like, so you could do Chopped if you had to, right?
I would love to do Chopped.
All right, so if I give you four ingredients, you tell me what would you make?
I could try.
I would say peanut butter.
Okay.
Flank steak.
Okay.
Blanched filberts.
I don't even know what that is.
All right. Macadamia nuts.
Okay.
And fruit roll-ups. Cherry. Or strawberry.
I'd probably try and make... I don't know how to make sauces all that well, but I'd probably try and make like some kind of peanut butter jelly sauce to dip with the steak.
Oh, a little reduction?
Good, yeah.
A reduction over... Yeah.
Like a little peanut butter jelly glaze on the steak.
Oh,
now we're talking. Have you tried the peanut butter and jelly wings at Dewdrop?
I have.
Oh.
I have. They're the strangest, best thing ever. They're so strange.
How about the marshmallow fluffy you get to dip them in?
And to try
I'm
and get
sorry,
ranch
man.
These
pickles are
over.
Making me burp, man. What's going on?
The pickles are the olive pizza.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know.
That was the most Ninja Turtle pizza I've ever seen. Just all olives.
Our boy Jimmy at Bad Sons does not like touching olives, so I made sure I ordered a pizza with his extra olives. And he talks like Kripke from what do you call it?
That is actually true. He doesn't like olives.
Yeah, and he's got a distinct voice.
Even to like the touch, he's like, no.
He doesn't like to touch olives.
No.
Jimmy's a great guy.
Great guy. Got an accent. So when he says olive, he says it funny, and I can't even do the impression of it, but it's great.
But I'll tell you, he makes one damn good
pizza. Oh, good pie. Good pizza, man. Well, yeah, you had a slice, right?
Yeah, no, I had a slice. Was that like mushroom and sausage? Another one?
That was pepperoni and sausage.
We do have to come up with a Beer Man Beer Pizza.
I don't know. If we had a Beer Man Beer Pizza, what do you think the topping should be, man?
Pickles and olives. Obviously, pickles and olives, dude.
You know, I've never had a pizza with pickles on it.
Really?
What's that pizza place that does the Big Mac pizza? Is it Roseland? Or no, Tipsy Tomato.
That is Tipsy Tomato.
Yeah, I want to try it. I have no. It doesn't. Yeah. I don't.
Retro
think,
did it too. Back.
I don't think it's going to be good at all.
No, I've had it,
but it's good. I am so curious
is
about a Big Mac pizza.
Have you
had a salad pizza? I think that's weird. Why are you eating that? Why would you?
I've
have
had
that?
Different types of salad pizzas, and they're all pretty good.
Why would you do that?
Yeah,
have you had a breakfast pizza?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A breakfast pizza is so much better than
a
salad pizza.
There's a spot in Easton, I want to say. It's called like Red Rooster, and they have a phenomenal breakfast pizza.
Well, Colony does breakfast pizza and salad pizza.
And I remember back when I was going to Disney and going down to the character breakfast, and they would have breakfast pizza as well. Right. It was delicious.
Shaped like Mickey Mouse?
Yes. No. So this peanut butter shot that doesn't hurt.
No, it didn't hurt at all.
Brewed by back east military veterans.
Oh, now we like it more. Thank you for your service.
This peanut butter milk stout encompasses rich aromas of roasted malts, sweet chocolate, and peanut butter cup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel that would taste good warm, like a warm cup of coffee.
The chocolate, I think, is really muted by the peanut butter. But the peanut butter that comes through, it's
good.
A nice, mild, subtle. It's good.
As far as stouts go, it doesn't leave a bad aftertaste. Like, the lingering taste is pretty good. It feels like you just ate a handful of peanut butter cups.
And it comes in at 6.5%.
Oh.
Not bad. Not too shabby. All.
And it's light. It's not a
heavy
stout.
We'll get our buzz after all.
So we went, what, 7? 7,
5, 5, 3, 0, 6, 5. All right. Let's go through our beers. Real quick, I know it's WrestleMania season, and Manny, you are all about the pro wrestling. I want to know your Mount Rushmore of pro wrestlers. Go, Manny.
Okay. Shawn Michaels.
Oh, the Heartbreak Kid.
Roddy Piper.
Ah, the best.
I'll put one new guy in. I'll put Kenny Omega.
Okay.
And Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Wow. It's funny how you call Kenny Omega new, even at your age.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're out for like 30 years.
Yeah, well... Yeah, I'm a big fan of Kenny Omega. He's great.
What do you say, keg kettles out here? Maybe more fair weather to the wrestling fan than we are, but.
Demolition, Axe, and Smash.
Like Demolition, Axe, and Smash.
Dude, when they came on.
Those are the BDSM guys, right? The Bondage Dudes came out like gimps with the face paint. Anti-Road Warriors, I remember that.
I was going to say, yeah, they're the anti-Road Warriors. I guess tag teams were my thing. British Bulldogs.
Mm-hmm. Great tag team.
And Killer Bees.
The Killer Bees, man. The Bees.
They were just fun to watch. Also, and I'll go with Beefcake.
Oh, the Barber. Ooh. Brutus Beef, man.
Brutus Beef.
Oh, the Brutai, man.
It was always fun to watch. Oh, yeah, or man. Don the Rock Morocco. Always fun.
That's it, man. That's going way back.
That is way back. I remember watching the Barbershop where Sean turned on Marty.
That's it. Threw him through the window.
Through the plate glass window.
Oh, wow.
One of the best moments ever.
Shit, such good shit. Now Dwayne's back and The Rock is back. Vince is out. Like, WrestleMania is going to be good this year, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
The Rock is back.
Rock is back, man. Rock is going to be in the main event.
And back to they were shouting out Rocky sucks like it was '96.
He's back and he's a bad guy.
Big back. There was a sign that said "Die Rocky, Die" on SmackDown last Friday. It was crazy.
So I'm going to ask this question: was it last year or the year before he was caught up in this massive lawsuit? Because some girl, some wrestler from WWE was some kind of psycho, and he was one of like 100 different people that were caught.
Who was?
The Rock.
Dwayne?
Huh. I don't know.
Yeah. So the psycho wrestler, woman, had some kind of psychiatric issues where now she sued Home Depot. She sued The Rock. She sued.
That's crazy.
Dude, look it up.
What did Home Depot do?
I'll check it out, yeah.
She was suing anything that walked.
Can we sue The Rock?
I don't know.
Can we sue Dwayne? Can we sue him for those Fast and Furious movies no one
asked
for? But
there were things where she was suing The Rock because it created some kind of mental issues with her and her children. And it was crazy.
That's insane.
And they were trying to like cancel The Rock.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And that's why, if you remember on NBC, Rock had his show.
Mm-hmm.
And then it stopped.
I think it stopped because it sucked.
Oh,
it stopped.
That was pretty bad.
From what I read, it stopped because he was being canceled. And NBC did not want that
publicity or anything.
That nasty publicity.
Wow. Dwayne. That up. Well, Dwayne's back and he's a heel.
Yeah, you got to look it up.
He can't afford his Versace sleeves.
I know, man.
He can only afford the shirt, the vest.
He's got the big pythons, man. What do you want? All right.
Only Hogan has the pythons.
Oh, you know, which he stole from Superstar Billy Graham.
Anyway. He did.
All right, let's go through our beers. It is solid, not solid. We'll go through it. Each one deserves their own, their due. We started out with the Kolsch, right?
That was give me one Kolsch.
The Kolsch?
Yeah, that wasn't bad. That was
I'm gonna go solid.
I'll go solid.
Yeah, it was a solid
beer,
Sunday
man.
Beer.
That was a really nice good. Beer.
It's like a pre. That's when you're watching.
It was crisp. It was clean. It was full of flavor.
A lead off batter for any anytime you want to drink 9 different beers.
That's a good like NFL countdown beer.
Mm-hmm. Then we went with the
Mr. Pink. Went with Mr. Pink.
Is it Mr. Pink?
No, it was Mr. Pink, but I just had two in the pink
like
one. Two
Mr. Bubble?
Mr. Bubble?
Remember Mr. Bubble?
I remember Mr. Bubble.
Do kids still do bubble baths? Was that his thing?
And remember that there was this watch, and if you moved it, it was like not hologram, but the time would move.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was like a pink watch, like Mr. Bubble.
Would go to bubble time?
I guess I'm old. So this is Mr. Pink White Ale.
Oh, yeah.
This was the Belgian style with pink grapefruit and pink peppercorn. That's a tongue twister, man.
Yeah, that's a good. That was my favorite one for sure. That one was, I like the peppercorns in it.
Yeah, it really gave it it brought it to another level.
Yeah, gave it a good kick and then it eased you back down.
Yeah, it was nice.
Nice.
So I'm going to say solid on it. What do you think, Jimmy?
I agree. That was definitely a solid. I would have more if I could.
And now the Hazy Hollow. This was a hazy IPA. It came in at 7%. And it had a butt ton of hops in it.
Yeah, super hoppy, but not overly hoppy where it was unpleasant.
But being so hoppy, you can't really determine what's even in there. So yeah. That's my only gripe to it.
Yeah, I don't think it was too hoppy though.
I thought it was hoppy, but when you look at the lineup of hops, it all kind of makes it one big hoppy mess. Kind of.
But
I'm not kicking it out.
No.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one.
But I think there's just way too many hops.
And then we tried Transmission Fluid Marshmallow White Chocolate Crap that
oh my god, that was dog shit.
Well, I think that just came in just to break things up.
Just to break things up. We had to have something that we didn't like, right?
Yeah, that was terrible.
And then the Steel.
The Steel, man.
The sleeper pick.
That dill pick. That might have been.
At a normal.
Might have been beer of the night.
Illinois.
I think that beer. That was a really good beer.
You know what? I would agree that adding the piece of pickle to it in my cup took it up to another level. That was really good. Nice pickle garnish. Yeah, I'd go best beer of the night.
I like that. Yeah, I could go for more of that.
Yeah.
Right. Then we go on to the peanut butter shot from back east.
So peanut butter shot made by veterans.
Yeah, thank you, veterans.
6.5%.
Thanks for your service.
Chocolate peanut butter milk stout. Good.
It was very good. It was good. It was good. You know, I was blown away, but it was nice.
It wasn't so peanut butter heavy.
No. You like that, right? I might have liked more peanut butter.
So sometimes you get something that's a lot of peanut butter, and you're like, oh, man. And it kind of mutes all the other flavors that might be coming through. And I don't know. I think I had graham cracker in there, too. I'm not really sure.
To quote my favorite Jackson, that's a no for me, dog.
Oh, Michael's not your favorite Jackson?
No, he's second favorite. Randy yeah, Jackson's yeah. the one. Randy yeah. Jackson, are you kidding me?
Reggie's not your favorite Jackson?
I had that one.
Tito is up there.
Tito, give me a tissue.
I like Jermaine.
Well, that was a whole Eddie Murphy thing. Tito.
All right. Tito. Where can we see you, Manny, coming up? Comedy, wrestling, where are we at?
So, let's see. April, is it nothing in March. I'm writing all March, working on cooking stuff.
Cooking stuff, yeah.
April 2nd, I'm in Springfield at the Irish Ale House. Then I am at, I got a 420 show in Bridgeport.
420, that's weed.
That's a flight show. I'm headlining at the Spigot.
Headlining at the Spigot?
April 24th.
I might have to check that out.
Where the hell is the Spigot?
I think it's in West Hartford.
Besides on your foundation.
It's in West Hartford. The comedy, they call it, it's like the Comedy Garage now. It's pretty cool. It's a cool spot.
I have been there. It is a very nice spot.
Yeah, it's a cool spot. They're doing weekly, bi-weekly shows.
I believe that is run by the great Rob Santos.
And I know Vince Barry is going to be running some shows there.
Oh.
That's who I'm running. He's running that show for me.
No idea who that is.
Great comic. He is on PLR. Regular. And then April 19th, you can catch BST Elevate at the Devonshire Hall in Hamden, Connecticut. Tickets on sale now.
Any big wrestling names going to be there? Medium names?
Yeah, we got our whole roster. Our whole roster's great. We got the Miracle Generation. We got Ichiban.
Who's the champion?
Our champion right now was Bobby Buffet, but unfortunately he got injured. He got injured at our last show, so now we have a...
Bobby Buffet's a big guy, right?
Yeah, Bobby Buffet rules.
Yeah, buffet, like he goes to the buffet.
Yeah, he's big, but he's so nimble. It's crazy. He's deceptively fast, but he got hurt at our last show, unfortunately.
I did hear him on Chris Jericho's podcast.
Yeah, he was on... they did a whole Monster Factory show on Apple TV, and he was a big focal point of it.
Is he really into Phoebe?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. It could be.
Pivot!
Yeah, we got BST Elevate. You can get tickets at bstwrestling.com.
Nice.
Now, do you guys wrestle at the town halls as well or no?
We used to. We were in bingo halls and backyards, and we got a nice venue. We packed it out. We've had over...
Can you bring out the table every once in a while?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we had people jumping off of ladders. It was great. Right. We had a great time.
And if you give us front row seats, we'll come with a sign that says, Manny eats the pickle.
There you go. Manny will tickle your pickle.
Ah, right. Well, thank you, Manny, for coming through. It's Beer Man Beer. You right, check
bring
us
it out.
Out.
Little mango for you.
Mango, not mango. Oops.
Mango on a pizza. What do you think?
I'll take it.
Yeah. I'll take it over kiwis.
We'll be at April Sours. If you got tickets, come say hi.
We'll be at the Beer Man Beer table. Oh, yeah.